Dictation for Corinne, Corinne Bertrand, B as in boy, ER, T as in today, RAM, December 10, 35. Addresses a letter to Dr. Freestone, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Freestone, follow-up for Mrs. Bertrand, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension. We have not seen her since December. She was admitted to the hospital, transferred from Carson to Grand Rapids, severe anemia, hemoglobin down to 5, received altogether 3 units of packet of red blood cells, 2 in Carson, 1 in Grand Rapids. EGD was done, finding of duodenal AV malformation after giving cauterization. There was also large hiatal hernia. Hemoglobin improved from 5 to 9. Some weight loss, no vomiting, dysphagia. Presently, no heartburn, no diarrhea, blood melena. Her symptoms were vomiting blood, but she never saw discolor of the stools. Denies changes in urination. Minor degree of edema, no claudication symptoms, no chest pain palpitation, increase of dyspnea. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. I'm going to highlight beta blockers. On cholesterol management, antidepressant, thyroid replacement, no anti-inflammatory agents, blood pressure nor VAS, on protonix. Present weight 138, blood pressure nurse 158.73. Lungs are clear, no respiratory distress. I hear a systolic murmur, but no pericardial rap. Overweight of the abdomen without tenderness, rebound guarding ascites or masses. I don't see gross edema. Daughter does all the talking. Her name is Lori, L-O-R-I. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries, August 20, hemoglobin up to 9.4, MCV low at 76, normal white blood cell platelet. Otherwise, chemistries for kidneys are from August 12. Creatinine 1.28, which is higher than baseline 1.1. Sodium, potassium, acid base was normal. Calcium, albumin, phosphorus, normal. GFR was 40s. I'm going to repeat chemistries, including iron studies, retics. Next paragraph, a prior echo available from November 2024. There is left ventricular hypertrophy with normal ejection fraction, diastolic dysfunction, normal right ventricle, calcification mitral and aortic valve, consider moderate aortic stenosis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD, stage 3. We need to update chemistries. No overt symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Blood pressure is in the upper side. Continue pressing beta blockers and NORVASC. Recent iron deficiency anemia requiring blood transfusion because of AV malformations in the duodenum. AV malformations are associated also with aortic stenosis, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Last, electrolyte, acid-base nutrition, calcium, phosphorus are normal. We'll see what the new chemistry shows. All you should discuss at length with the patient and Dr. Lori. End of dictation.